It's now time for our Troy Locker Room chat here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. We got Trojans football coach, that is Derek Jasper, with us, presented by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, I know it was a couple of tough back-to-back weeks, you know, week three, week four. You played some very good teams in Valley Heights and Centralia, but last week it was a non-district, non-league tilt. You go to Atchison, beat Morehill Mounts Academy 60-14. Just how crucial was that to get that win and have that momentum starting the second half of the season?
It was, and I kind of said last week that I thought we'd played better against Centralia, but I also said we were desperate for a win. We needed to get one, and kids were really locked in all week. We had some short practices, but really focused practices, and I thought they paid great attention to the game plan and great attention to the scouting report, and we were really locked in the first quarter for sure. And I think we scored on 7 of our first 8 offensive drives. And then, you know, our JV kids got to play a lot at the end of the first half and then the whole second half. So it was good for them because we have only played 1 JV game so far. So our offensive numbers weren't really, you know, out of this world or anything. I think we had close to 400 yards of offense. But I thought our defense played really well because they kind of have a dangerous quarterback and a dangerous passing game that kind of does some ad-lib stuff. And I thought our kids played really well defensively to have that shutout at halftime.
Yeah, you mentioned, again, 32 points in the first quarter. Really never looked back from there. I believe it was 54-0 at the half. But you talk about the numbers offensively. You almost go for 100 yards in terms of rushing. But, again, 272 through the air. Gannon Bowe, you know, very efficient night for him. 10 for 16 for 241. What'd you like about him?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. We missed he had a couple of drops in there. I was hoping his completion percentage would be even better, but we dropped a couple of easy ones. But then Christian Etherton made a great catch, too, in traffic for a touchdown. So, you know, our receivers are doing a good job for the most part. And like I told Christian once, I said, man, you're dropping the easy ones, but, man, you're making some tough catches. So we got to, you know, eliminate some of that stuff. But Gannon was efficient. We threw the ball a lot early. Just tried to spread them out and throw the ball, and he did a great job of finding his people. They did get a sack on us once. And, you know, we had a little bit of a letdown on one of the series there. We missed a couple of deep throws. Barely, and then we gave up that sack, so we did have to punt once in the first half. That was the one time we didn't do it, but other than that, pretty good execution offensively, and the defense is what really stood out to me that night, you know, kind of slowing down their passing game, slowing down their quarterback from running around and making plays against us.
Yeah, and that was kind of going into my next point, was defensively, but you brought up Christian Etherton, 3 catches, 95 yards, Logan Blevins, 3 catches, 96 yards, both very productive in that ball game. But again, defensively, you hold Morehill Mounts Academy 57 rushing yards on just 21 attempts. And then again, you talk about the very capable passing game. We talked about it last week. You held it down to under 90 yards in terms of passing. Again, just defensively, again, was that the best defensive performance you guys have posted so far?
Yeah, probably so. You know, that was pretty good because they were a spread team, and we haven't seen one of those. Like you said, played Valley Heights and Centralia in week 3 and 4, so a couple of, you know, run game, run-oriented teams, and now we come to play a spread team. So had to change gears a little bit. We were able to get a couple sacks, able to get a couple fumble recoveries, and able to get a couple interceptions. So those takeaways were big in leading to the way the score got to there before half. You know, it was mainly because we got those takeaways, and then we capitalized on those takeaways. So that was nice to see us do that defensively, force some turnovers, and give us some short fields for the offense.
Troy gets Jackson Heights this week in a pretty key district matchup in Class 1A. We'll talk about that one when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Troy football coach, that is Derek Jasper, presented by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Trojans off the big win against Morehill Mounts Academy last week. Now they get back inside district play this week in what is now a pretty crucial district matchup here. Class 1A, it's district number 4. You get a Jackson Heights team that is coming off their first loss. Of course, they were kind of the marquee matchup last week in our slate when they were on the road at Centralia, but Centralia took care of business there. So Jackson Heights, after a tough loss, their first loss, you know, wanting to bounce back here, they'll get you guys at home. But, you know, what do you see from Jackson Heights and the challenges they present this Friday?
Yeah, you know, his first initial thought's going to go to their quarterback, and he played last year against us as a freshman, so a year older, and still doing some of the same stuff he did. Well, he can run around and make plays, and then they've got some receivers that are dangerous weapons for him, and they've got a pretty good running back also. I did see him struggle a little bit against Centralia, but, man, I thought Centralia, I watched that film, and I thought Centralia played about as well as I've seen them play also. They were really focused and locked in, and Jackson Heights just kind of ran into think they'll bounce back from that really quickly. This is obviously a very key district game. You know, if you lose this game, you're probably not going to have a home game in week nine. There's still a lot of football to be played, but, you know, that's kind of the way you got to think, that mentality, and you kind of want to have that home game in week nine. So be big to go out there and get a win, but always tough to go out there and play a well-coached team. They've done a good job defending us in the past. Last year we ended up beating them 32-0, but it was really a much closer game than that, and they did a good job at getting us to fourth down a lot last year. So they've always done a good job in their past coverages against us, and I don't expect anything different this year. It's going to be a dogfight, and it'll be tough to win out there, as it always is.
Yeah, certainly will be always a tough out. And you talk about Drake Mellies again, that's their quarterback. But, you know, last year, as you mentioned, that Drake kind of stepped in late in the season, but they were kind of going back and forth between him and Cade Holliday. Now it's all Drake's show at quarterback, and they put Cade at running back, and they've had a couple of games where they've both gone over 100 yards. They seem like the two guys to key in on, you know, just what's so good about their running game, what do they do well with their offensive line that makes that part of their game so successful?
Well, they always have good offensive line play, and they've been huge some years, and some years they're not as big. This year they don't seem to be quite as big as normal, but they have a better quickness up there up front. Do a good job, and they come at you with a lot of different formations. You know, used to when you played Jackson Heights, you were going to see double tight wishbone, miss center offense, and now they don't do that quite as much. They could against us, I don't know, but they spread you out and run. They can tighten up the formation and run. So just a lot of the different looks they give you, and you know, we certainly have to key on the quarterback and running back some, but then they can also kind of keep you on your toes with their passing game, which used to when you played Jackson Heights, you really didn't have to worry about them throwing any because they weren't going to throw the ball. They were going to line up and smack you. And they're capable of doing that again, but now they've also added the dimension where they can spread you out and throw the ball on you. So kind of makes it a tough scout, a tough prep this week, but the kids are just going to have to be locked in again on game plan and scouting report and watch some film and try to do what we can do and slow them down a little bit offensively.
Finally, coaches, give us a couple keys and expectations for this one on Friday.
Turnovers and penalties, probably. Whenever we get against the chains, I mean, we don't. They know we're going to throw the ball a lot anyway. But man, we have to keep them off balance where they at least think we might run the ball. So you can't get in third and 13s. Can't give up sacks. They do a lot of blitzing on defense. You know, if we catch them in a blitz with the right play call, it could be a big play for us. But also, if we miss and they get a sack, that puts us against the chains. So they've turned the ball over some this year. I saw them turn the ball over a couple times early against Riverside. And they forced a lot of turnovers, so it seems like turnovers are going to be a big factor in this game, and you know, who maybe can win the turnover battle might come out on top.
Troy head coach Derek Jasper joining us, as he does each and every week, and a big district matchup coming up on Friday night. They'll be at Jackson Heights, a ball game you can hear live on KNZA 103.9, also streaming on the Cobra channel. Find that link over at mscsports.net. Again, Troy at Jackson Heights this week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. We appreciate you.